Today would have been the birthday of the late American poet Eve Merriam. She wrote many refreshingly original poems, but she is perhaps best known for her continuing of one of our oldest poetic traditions, as Kevin Shortsleeve explains.
In 1969, Eve Merriam published a collection of verse entitled The Inner City Mother Goose. The book was a series of Mother Goose parodies of biting criticism of some of our society's most difficult problems, violence, racism, and corruption. The volume was received with alarm by many educators and parents, and by 1982, Merriam admitted that it had become one of the most banned books in the country. Among its less controversial offerings were poems like Hickory Dickory Dock, The Crowd Ran Up the Block, A Cop Struck One, A Rock Got Thrown, Hickory Dickory Riot. But this is among the tamer verses in a volume riddled with violent images and gritty slang. At the time of its publication, one reviewer noted that the inner city Mother Goose was worlds removed in mood and content from the traditional Mother Goose poems. In fact, just the opposite is true. In the original Mother Goose collections, published in the mid-1700s and early 1800s, subversive political statements are found in abundance. In the 1700s, for example, British subjects were required, at their own expense, to feed and house soldiers called grenadiers. Note this reaction, published in the 1765 Mother Goose. Who comes here? A grenadier. What do you want? A pot of beer. Where is your money? I forgot. Get you gone, you drunken sot. The fact is, being folk poems, that is, arising anonymously from the people, nursery rhymes have often had a subversive, anti-authoritarian tone. Lewis Carroll was echoing this sentiment when he mercilessly depicted the Queen and the Alice books as a bumbling buffoon, and Dr. Seuss was in fact challenging presidential authority when the commoner, Yertle the Turtle, toppled the arrogant king. More recently, and even more shockingly realistic than Merriam's poems, is another Mother Goose parody, 1992's The House That Crack Built by Clark Taylor, which depicts the drug world with all its complex and tragic layers, from the South American growers to the degrading circumstances suffered by its inner-city victims. Books like The Inner City Mother Goose and The House That Crack Built are certainly not for little or even older children, but the books are powerful and effective tools for expressing grievances and fostering social awareness in adolescents and adults. And they do this in a form that catches and holds the listener's attention in much the same way today's rap lyrics will. For if you want someone to hold on to a message, the old rule still applies. Make it simple and make it rhyme.